Good afternoon. I exist, and so do you. And that's something that I think we can all get behind. Vote for me. For the U.S. presidency. Please. And thank you. That is all.
Welcome to Sound Mind.
A splash of cool water in the ear holes of your face.
Yeah, that's us.
Stevie D.
Yeah.
Justin Haas. Josh Wolk. Erzdorfer joining us today.
Wow. I feel like I have choices with his last name.
Should we clap?
Let's clap. We clapped last time.
Yeah, this is part two of a visit.
Yeah, because Josh is so awesome that we had him back again.
Drummer part two?
Yeah, we probably just keep it rolling with Josh. It's like third man on the set.
Heck yes.
We'd have to get like an octagonal table.
Okay.
But
I'm definitely going to need a better seat.
Yeah,
this is true. Doing this more often.
What are you talking about? That's a good seat.
This is such a comfortable seat.
It? Yeah. Stevie.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. Let's break it to him.
It's not as good as this one I'm sitting in.
Yeah, because we sat in the uncomfortable chair, that one,
yeah,
for so long that we decided our butts needed a break.
Yeah, how long was it?
So long. So flipping long.
Felt like forever.
I just want you guys to know that I worked 12 hours today. Outside where it's cold.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I can smell you from here.
But I was sweating.
That's also crazy.
Because I was working.
Right.
So hard.
I was removing and adding layers back at a rate that is really not justifiable.
What were you adding and removing layers from?
My body.
Oh, right. Okay. What do you do for work, though?
So I work for a construction company.
Yeah.
And we were digging today.
Wow. With shovels?
Just digging with shovels.
Wow.
Someone else had a backhoe. Today I had a shovel.
Yeah.
And I dug for about 12 hours.
Crazy. I would be.
The ground was frozen, Stevie. Frozen!
Thank God for a backhoe.
Right?
Once you get through the frozen layer, get over there with the shovel. Right?
Yeah.
At least one person had a backhoe.
Yeah. You're welcome, Gabe. I let Gabe use the backhoe today.
Right.
Yesterday, I had the backhoe.
What a gentleman.
Did you have the backhoe yesterday?
I did.
That's good.
Only for like 3 hours. Gabe had it for the rest of the time.
That's cool.
Gabe.
That's cool. That's nice. Got the new job and you're already getting the backhoe.
Yeah.
It's about who you know.
I actually wanted to turn down the backhoe because I was like, I'm going to break something. And he's like, you can't break a backhoe. And I was like, I'm not worried about the backhoe. I'm worried about stuff around the backhoe. You know what I'm saying? People, things.
Right.
Stuff and things.
Trees.
After today, are you worried to break anything?
No. I think, don't tell Gabe. Yeah. But I think I'm better with a backhoe than Gabe is.
Wow.
And I'm definitely better with a backhoe than my brother Jaden.
Yikes.
That's right.
Come on.
I said it. Jaden, if you heard that, I'm better at you at the backhoe because I was watching you backhoeing it up, and I was like, I'm better than that.
I was analyzing, judging, and...
Yeah, I was judging him. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I judged the crap out of him today. So...
That's awesome.
That's what I did today. What have you guys been up to?
A lot. I haven't really snapped out of the zone. I've been like on to the next thing all day. So, but I got a chance to listen to Kanye's new album, Jesus is King.
Well, Kanye's new album.
That he is.
Yes.
A king. The king.
The king. And Kanye West agrees. So we'll get into that.
We will. But. We will. After the break? I don't know.
What break?
We don't take breaks.
The break for our sponsor.
That's right. Our
that
sponsor.
That I prepped for.
Yeah.
But before that, we're going to play a game.
Let's play the game.
The game is called Something. We didn't come up with a name. It's five questions.
The game's called Five Questions.
Sounds great.
That we
five questions in your face.
The person coming onto the show.
Which that is
would,
me.
Today
that
would be Josh.
Josh. How do you say his last name again?
Wolk Erzdorfer.
I think I'll go with Ordorfer.
Yeah. Ordorfer?
Yeah.
You can if you want.
Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't be correct.
First.
Usually when I sign my name, it's W something something something.
Yeah.
Couldn't be bothered to finish all the rest of it. So,
yeah. Thank God for signatures.
Yeah.
I have a long last name, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's long as yours.
I just do, first of all, Stevie, you just said a naughty language word.
I did?
Yeah. Should we get a swear jar?
What did I say? I'm pretty sure I didn't say that. You didn't even say anything.
Yeah, I'm mouthing it because I don't want our viewers to
hear
that.
He said he has a long last name as well.
Yeah, you just pulled a bad word out of a word that I said.
You added another word. There was a sandwich word.
Well, we'll have to go back and listen to this together and find out. But before we do that,
we can.
It's time for five questions.
Oh, dude, way to keep us on track. Wow.
Yeah. Who starts?
You have three, so I'd say you.
All right.
Boom.
Hmm.
Seat's getting a little hot now.
Yeah. So let's start with something interesting. If you were going to make a sound, what sound would most closely resemble your state of being at this moment in time?
Hmm.
We should have a little segment song.
Yeah, right? I would have to say that if I was going to have a sound, it would have to be something, it would be a little bit progressive. It starts off with just a little kind of cricket where you can hear it there, but then the noise starts to transform into something more and more anxious.
Okay.
Something a little bit more intense.
Yeah.
You don't really know what's happening.
Right.
Sure.
And then it just cuts out and you're not sure what you just heard.
Yeah.
You're not. There's a lot of questions in the air.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
Stevie just wrote a song like that.
Yeah, I did. I did.
It feels a little bit like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
This game is going to really make me want to ask more questions.
Yeah. You know?
We only got five.
Well.
All right.
Just on that note, the sound I would make would just be screaming, layered screaming, no words, just screaming. What's your favorite Dr. Seuss book?
My favorite Dr. Seuss book, you know, there were only a couple that I kind of grew up with. You know, a classic like Green Eggs and Ham,
dude,
you know,
absolute classic.
Yeah,
just a classic.
So dude, just try it.
It would probably be one of his children's books, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good template for up-and-coming hip-hop artists.
Dude.
Yeah.
What are we...
Dude, he's got rhymes for days in there.
Rhymes for days. Yeah.
With
I think
limited...
Dr. Seuss and Muhammad Ali were, like, the original MCs.
There you go.
For real.
I mean, I don't disagree.
I actually do use Dr. Seuss when, like, kids want to start learning how to rap.
Yeah.
Because they got an easy cadence.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true. And the words are all very simple because it was so kids could learn to read.
Right.
In a way that was not boring.
Right. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
You know, come across an easy and a pleasurable, like you said, that kind of cadence. It's easy to carry.
Yeah.
You know, it's very consistent.
Yeah. You can move from that to freestyle. It's
poetic and beautiful.
Quick. I will not. Sometimes, like, Dr. Seuss still comes into my freestyles.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, homie, you can't get at me. I will not rhyme them with a fox. I will not rhyme you in a box. And that's how I murder it.
Get there that fox out of that box immediately.
Okay.
Put that thing back where it came from. Or homie.
All right. If you had to exclusively live with one animal for an entire year, what animal would you choose?
No humans.
No humans.
Just an animal.
Well, yikes. Yeah, you live with no humans, but you are around humans.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, clarifying question, Stevie.
Yeah.
Is this a specific animal, past or present, or is just it a species? Type of animal?
Whoa, that's too much for me. You decide.
I'll take an interpretation upon myself.
There you go.
Interpret.
Use I'm gonna, some creativity.
I'm gonna go. I don't know. Unfortunately, I think I got to be a little bit boring with this one and say that I would just have a dog.
Fair.
It's a man's best friend, you know?
So is that why you'd have a dog? Because it's your best friend? Is it like more like an emotional companionship?
Definitely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you can definitely have an emotional connection with a dog.
Right.
I would say that, you know, growing up, the only pets that we really had besides, I mean, I had some fish and stuff like that, but, you know, really the only pets that I had. I didn't grow up with cats. I didn't grow up with any other kind of pet.
Yeah.
I grew up with dogs.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of what I naturally gravitate towards for pets. You know, they're pretty interactive, you know.
Yeah.
Fills your time when you're bored.
You don't have to carry them. Like if you chose a fish.
Exactly.
You'd have to carry that thing if you traveled, you know.
Besides, a year, I mean, what am I going to do after it dies?
Yeah.
Just have a dead fish for like 6 months or something.
Yeah. You can't ride a dog though, so that in transportation doesn't really work.
Not all dogs, but I mean, dog is pretty. There's a pretty wide scope just by saying dog, you know.
That's
Well, I think that I mean, like, how wide are you thinking? Like,
I mean, there are little tiny annoying dogs, and then there's dogs that are just too big. I mean, if the dog poops more than I do, that's too big of a dog.
Yeah, but you can't ride a dog. I mean, you...
Stevie.
You could probably try.
You want a Great Dane, right? Like, that dog's going to go like a block. You might get away with a block.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it called? A Tibetan Mastiff?
Yes.
Dude. Yeah.
Can you ride
You those? Could ride
You can ride that
For
dog.
How long?
Yeah. Days.
Miles? Days? It's like a horse?
Dude, it's huge.
Really?
It's like a bear.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Does it go fast?
I don't know.
We're getting a little off, right?
Yeah, it's probably, well, it's not as fast as a horse.
I think it's more of a slow and steady.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, to kill its enemies, it would just sit on them.
Yeah.
And they would be dead.
So don't make it mad.
Right. Yeah.
Don't make it mad.
What do you got?
Well, I would have a python. Oh, you mean what's my next question?
I get to answer
this. Oh, okay, right.
These questions are for me, Justin. Come on.
Okay, what's your most traumatic memory?
Ooh, my most traumatic... Now we're getting deep here. My most traumatic memory...
My answer would be today.
Today. Working.
Yeah.
Digging a hole.
He still snuck his way in to answer
the
question.
So bad. All right, I'm going to be quiet now.
That's awesome. Wow. He didn't even wait for you this time.
I know, right? He's like, I'm going to answer this right now before Stevie can say no. I would say luckily my life hasn't been filled with too much trauma.
That's good. That's a plus.
I got a lot of positives in my life. Traumatic experiences.
If you can't think of one, we're off to a good start. Because that's good.
That's really never good. Know where you can go from there. Yeah, I don't know. It depends how we define trauma a little bit, I guess. I mean, there's, just kind of extremely emotional situations.
Right.
I
would take bodily harm, too.
Yeah.
Bodily harm.
Intense
like
fear.
Breaking some bones.
I have never
stung
broken
by
bone.
A bee.
Oh, never.
You were petrified of bees.
Did you say bees?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did. It's not bees, though.
Yeah, no, not okay. Bees. No, I'm cool with bees. I guess you could say just one of the biggest shocking has personal injury involved. When I was a kid, I was helping my father work our property. We had a piece of property out in the woods, you know, so cutting trees down with chainsaws was not an atypical thing. But we were cutting trees down, cutting trees up with the chainsaw and stuff. I was very young, too young to be using a chainsaw. I wasn't using a chainsaw, I was only helping. But I got a little bit too close while I was helping. And I did have to go to the hospital. My dad almost cut my leg off with a chainsaw.
Nice.
Almost. Wow. Just barely skimmed right across the top of my knee and only took the flesh off over the top of the knee. Didn't take the kneecap off.
Was it like
didn't
a flap?
Go any deeper than that. There was a big flap.
So it's just the doctors were like,
yeah, they just flapped it back on, stitched it all up, and I was good to go. Work. So I mean, it wasn't a huge injury or anything, but it was one of those traumatic experiences where it's like this could have been extremely bad,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The next time somebody started up a chainsaw, were you good?
Or just twitching like, a little bit, you know, just like, oh.
Just grab your knees.
And like, hey, come grab the shrub. You're like 20 feet back.
Yeah.
I will. I'm going to. Yeah. As soon as you
I'll get to it, yeah.
Yeah, turn around and walk over there.
Walk over there, yeah. 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 I don't know.
Is this the final question?
This is the final question.
Right. What do people need to know about Josh to get you? One thing.
I could interpret this in a couple different ways as well.
That's true. I like to ask things like that.
I like to ask, like, what's your favorite Dr. Seuss book?
Those are good questions, too. Yeah, you could ask that. People need to know that, I'm a very logical thinker, you know? Engineering makes a lot of sense for me to be in as a career, I think, because of that. I think about things extremely logically. So if you present an argument or something toward me like that with clear evidence on both sides, I'll get it, you know? That's the way I communicate as well. A lot of people might take offense if I present a position to them. But in order to get me and get where I'm coming from, you have to understand that there might not be emotion attached to that.
Sure.
You know, I might come forward with an argument just because I don't think yours is very good. Not that I disagree.
Right.
But if I don't think your argument makes any sense, I might rebuke that with something,
right.
Even though that's not the position that I have, but just to exploit a little bit of your side and that sort of thing.
Right. Dive in a little deeper and explore. Yeah.
Because I want everybody to be able to have a firm understanding of why they believe the things that they do.
Yeah.
And if they're presented in a time or place where, you know, like I said, even if I agree with them, and I want other people to think that way too, but they don't have a good support for that, then they need to have a good support for that. So when they go to somebody who doesn't think the same way, that they can talk to them and have a good discussion with them about it. And
Yeah,
be able we talk to be a lot understood. About that.
We do
here on Sound Mind. I don't know if we talked about it last week, but we do.
It's
talk
fun.
About it.
This is a music and philosophy podcast.
It's true.
TV, so
it's important. It's important. Everything we do is highly important.
Yeah. And speaking of important,
yeah,
Kanye.
Kanye is important.
Kanye is so important.
But Kanye has a new album out. Jesus is King.
We knew that.
Jesus is important.
Jesus is very important.
Very important.
He's very important.
Actually, he's the most important.
Didn't Kanye, like, call himself God before?
Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
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 So it's cool that he's thinking that God's more important than he is.
Well, what if, and this has been theorized, what if he wrote that to himself?
Whoa. You heard somebody say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's. I'm not the first person to ask this question. Right. What if he wrote the album, Jesus is King, about himself?
Yeah, that's creepy, isn't it?
It is creepy.
What if he is the Antichrist? And it's not Donald Trump.
Dun, 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 dun.
It probably is Donald Trump. But before Donald Trump, it was Obama.
I know. Before that, it was...
And Obama caused so many wars within America.
Right.
That caused everybody to get the mark of the beast on their arm.
Right. When
and
the whole time, we all knew it was Hillary.
The whole time, we knew.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Wow, we've lost our footing.
What are we talking about, Kanye?
So Kanye West dropped an album, Jesus is King.
Yeah.
He has never written anything remotely like this before. Has he not?
The sound is very new to me.
Yeah.
It's very unlike anything else I've heard from him.
Yeah. And to be honest, I haven't listened to a lot of Kanye stuff. Only stuff I think that I have heard is been stuff that's pretty contemporary for what he's done. Like, but everybody's talking about it. I got like 3 or 4 different texts from people I know don't even listen to hip hop talking about Kanye's new album this last weekend. Yeah.
Is it hip hop? Would you say?
No. No, but Kanye is hip hop, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I mean, I would say I haven't heard the whole thing. Yeah. I've heard like 4 songs from it. But from the ones that I have heard, it's like super light hip hop.
Yeah.
Super light.
Yeah.
Like maybe 10%, if that.
Yeah. It's very gospel heavy.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, contemporary kind of gospel music is going towards hip hop just because of how popular hip hop is, I think. Right. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, how accessible it is.
Even the country western guys are doing it.
Kill me.
Thank the Lord.
Jesus. Please just kill me now.
Yeah.
Just end it all.
Actually, there's a pretty good one out that just came out.
Are you about to play a song right now?
I'm not. I wouldn't do that to you at this hour.
I would probably throw a fit and be like, turn the cameras off! Stop recording! Yeah.
Jessica! So, what do you guys think about it?
I mean, my initial thoughts... Well, A, I don't have an opinion on the entirety of the album because I haven't heard the entirety of the album.
Yeah.
But I've heard the most popular ones and then the 2 that you showed me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not very Kanye in the sense that it does not sound familiar to me as being Kanye.
Yeah.
That being said, not a Kanye expert.
Right.
But I mean, I'm intrigued on the musical side. So that's what I have to say on the musical side, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like I was telling you earlier, like it sounds like the backbone to a concept album or a concept EP. It's like these really creative ideas, very loosely expressed, which I think works for an EP, but it's like it feels like it was... I think it feels almost like he got a creative idea and went with it, and it was kind of on a whim, and did it quick, and not that it seems sloppy, it just doesn't seem like there's been a whole lot of time to work things out in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, just listening to it, you kind of get this vibe that a lot of really skilled people were involved in its creation, but it's, you know, all good music has drafts. Right.
Yeah.
And so you kind of work your way from a first draft to a second draft and so on. But in a setting like that, where you're sitting down and you're writing an album as you're recording it, you don't necessarily do drafts. I don't know if that's your inclination. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So you just kind of write and record at the same time and then that's it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the vibe I get from it.
Mm-hmm.
At least the ones I've heard that are not gospel. As far as the gospel stuff goes, I don't know, but just from what I've heard of the other stuff, it seems very, you know, like he recorded it in a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, all the stuff that I've ever recorded has been through a couple drafts before we recorded it.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
a couple,
just a few. I mean, maybe a few.
Yeah,
4.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense if,
especially
if you're working with a bunch of, like, professional artists that are, you know, paid peeps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you only get them for a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to try to flesh things out quick, but, Yeah, the other thing is too, like percussion wise, a lot of the songs, they don't, some of them, they don't bring drums in at all.
Yeah.
And then a lot of them, it's not till halfway through the song or toward the end. So it's just interesting, you know?
Yeah, I'm not about that.
I know, I mean,
is it because drums are too loud for gospel music? Are drums too loud to worship God with?
Yeah. No.
Then why is that then? How come you're always putting the drummer in a box?
You know? I think it's
wow, Kanye.
Come on, Kanye. He put him so far in the box, you can't even hear him.
You can't even hear him until like halfway through the song. He's over there banging on the drums, laying some sick beats the whole time. You just can't hear him. You gotta mix him down all the way down.
In the choir.
Yeah, buried in the choir.
That's the name of my new punk.
That's buried in the choir.
That's actually pretty good.
That's a good one, yeah. Right there.
That's where my soul is. Buried in the choir.
Yeah, that's the full name. My soul is buried in the choir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. For me, that pretty much sums up the musical part.
Yeah.
But there's an under part.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I was going to ask as far as the other bit that you brought up there is if he wrote this album about himself,
yeah,
right?
Wow.
I mean, I think that musically we've seen a huge change in Kanye, you know? So if he didn't have a huge change in himself, would he be presenting this album that he wrote about himself the same way, because he's the same person on the inside? Mm-hmm. Would he, you know, so musically speaking, not lyrically, but musically speaking, it's very different. So yeah. Is Kanye very different now, you know?
I don't know. I mean, what I would guess just from the outside, not knowing him or his situation at all, it seems like this is another, like, publicity stunt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what can I do to make people talk about me?
He's gained a lot of publicity.
Yeah, that seems to be behind almost everything that he does.
Yeah.
It's like, what can I do to make people talk about me?
What can I do that's going to be wild?
Right. And that people won't expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People were not expecting this.
I was not expecting
definitely
this.
Not. Definitely not.
I mean,
a lot of people are talking about Jesus. I wouldn't typically be talking about Jesus, too. So
yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Whether he's trying or not. I know that he was, I don't know if he was on Jimmy Kimmel or if he just performed one of the songs on there. But it was crazy to hear Jimmy talking about, you know, his new album, Jesus is King.
Yeah.
You know. I would love to hear some of these, you know, has he been on any late night TV? I'm sure, I know that there's been some interviews done that I have not seen, and I would like to watch those, but some of the lyrics, because here's the thing, you can do a lot of those things to as like a gimmick or getting people talking and stuff, but you know, typically, like if you follow the Lord and you have a relationship with God, you can sniff that out in a person pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
I've, you know, never had trouble.
It should be evident in his life, right?
Well, have you ever seen a movie that's trying to depict somebody who has a relationship with God from an actor who is a good actor, but you know that they don't really know God? Like, and you can tell when the movie plays out. Have you ever seen that?
I cannot say that I've seen that. No.
Yeah.
Maybe not that particular.
Yeah.
Situation, but
yeah, well, like if you ever seen anybody talk about God and you just know, like, they have no reference point,
yeah,
at all. Like, there's a difference between, like, okay, maybe you're familiar with some Bible stories or some things that the Bible, you know, says about the Lord.
I read a lot of Bible stories.
Bibles, stories.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's evident in areas where there's a concentrated amount of Christians. Or a concentrated amount of, you know, pushing towards, you know, being a Christian is cool or something, because then suddenly a lot of people are praying and or you know, looking like they're praying or looking like they're passionate for Christ, you know, and then they go out in their regular lives away from that concentrated environment and see it's totally different, you know? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, my point where I was going with that is there are some, there is some lyrical content that is interesting to me.
Yeah.
That feels like, I don't know if you could just say things like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if you didn't know.
Yeah.
But even that is like, know what? You know, I can't, I don't get to talk to Kanye and ask him, like, what did you mean by this? I know what it means when I hear it.
Yeah.
But there's some references, not just to, you know, scriptural things, but also like spiritual truths.
Mm-hmm. That a lot of non-believers just don't get.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be able to have that point of reference.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the one of the scriptures that comes to mind with that is like it says that spiritual things are foolishness to those who don't have the Spirit of God because they can't discern, you know, the things of the Spirit. Yeah. And so some of the lyrical content seems to indicate like a sensitivity or like, you know, a verbiage of some things that are deeper than just what's on the surface. But could you do that? I'd say this, like, he would have had to have spent a lot more time to flesh that out than what the album sounds like.
It wouldn't be the first time that somebody spent a large amount of time reading the Bible and reading scripture in order to make fun of it or prove it wrong that just saw the truth in it and became a Christian.
Mm-hmm. The timing of happens. It is a little suspect to me, just because before we even heard any inkling of him being a Christian, he started touring with a gospel band. Right. And then...
How long has he been touring with the gospel band?
A good chunk, at least half a year, I want to say.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember, like, when people first heard that he was touring with a gospel band, everybody was like, what? But yeah, and he was playing, you know, worship songs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I guess what I'm asking is, was Kanye infiltrated by a gospel choir?
Yeah.
Did he start touring with a gospel choir because he had a change in his life?
I don't know. I mean, he never, as to my knowledge, he never said anything to the to even hint that he was a Christian.
Yeah.
But he was touring with a gospel band. So everybody was kind of like, okay, that's weird, but...
Well, I've been seeing things come out, and I don't know if it, you know, I can't remember if it's his Instagram, but, you know, there was some stuff coming out about him getting baptized. Mm-hmm. There was a little clip of him talking about him not doing any secular music anymore, like doing all music that glorifies God. Some quotes, you know, that were, I'm paraphrasing, but along those lines, by Kanye West. And so I was hearing that stuff before the, before this project dropped, you know. So for me, it was kind of, I was hearing those things and then this came out.
Right.
So, I mean, I have, I mean, there's some definite indications that something's been going on, but...
Yeah, and at the end of the day...
A little tired?
Yeah, a little bit.
At the end of the day, you're a little tired.
At the end of the day. At the end of the day, I don't know that it matters too much. Because, I mean, I've been thinking about it, and it's like, I'm probably never going to meet this guy.
Yeah.
Right? I don't get any idea on biblical truth or, like I don't receive anything from Kanye West.
Right? Yeah.
So why would it matter if he was lying or not?
Right.
Like, I'm not in a place where I can say for certain either way.
Right.
And so, I'm a curious guy.
Yeah. You
know, I like to look at, I mean, you know.
Yeah, either way, he's going to change a lot of people's lives, whether it's, you know, for the better or worse. Mm,
true.
You could argue that he's, you know, not been a good influence for a long time. Now maybe he will be. And, and that, I mean, that's big. That's huge. Because anybody who has... that kind of influence on people is huge.
Yeah. Here's my thing, though, with that, is I don't think anybody should have that amount of influence.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about, well, they can have a good influence, it's like that's any amount of that much influence is bad, I think.
But. Yeah. But whether you think they should or not, they still do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And yeah, so it'd be, I think it's a cool, it's cool to see. I think Kanye can bring, because of who he is in the entertainment industry, it could change a whole lot of things in that realm, you know?
Yeah, and I hope it does.
Yeah.
We're due for a shakeup, you know?
Dude, let's shake it up.
Yeah. Shake it up.
Speaking of shakeup, word to our sponsor, Mesma Paper Cups. Thank you. We want to give a shout out. These things, when you shake them up, create a static friction that actually keeps your drink warm for longer than the average paper cup. So go out and get yourself some Mesma cups. That's it.
That was a beautiful word.
Sponsorship's over. You shouldn't have to say that. You're supposed to come in with something.
Like I was saying earlier,
right.
Something important. So there is that.
Oh, man. Okay.
To look forward to.
If you wouldn't have answered all these questions we had to Josh, I might check in with you and see what one of your answers was.
Dude, ask me. Ask away, dude.
You know, we never really decided if I had any questions that I was able to respond with here.
Yeah.
So that I can know you guys a little bit deeper.
Okay. Yep. I like that idea. Come on, shoot.
Let's get deep.
Yeah? All right.
Shoot.
Let's go really deep. Let's go so deep.
Not that I had any questions ready or anything, but...
it's an improv question
asking. Questionnaire. And I guess they'll just be for the both of you or whoever can buzz in first or something.
He says go real deep, but he's not ready for deep.
He's not ready for deep. Probably not. We can keep it a little bit light.
Yeah, let's graze.
Yeah.
Like cattle. Only heels.
Why do you prefer the genre of music that you prefer right now?
This is for both of us?
Shoot.
Oh, you go first, Stevie.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've been in a really chill, gravitating to chill music, probably for a good year now.
Dude, same.
Yeah, which is really weird for me because typically I've liked really aggressive styles of music. Even the hip hop artists that I've liked have been very like upfront, aggressive hip hop artists. Over, you know, beats that are kind of in your face. Mm-hmm. Not that I haven't liked slower songs that they've done. But this last year, I've been really just digging mellow vibes.
The question is why?
Right. I don't know why. I don't know why it started. Okay, yeah, well, that's not the question. I was working graveyard. There I was. For the source, and I tapped onto this radio program that Eastern Washington does. It's a jazz station, but they do, I think it's called Nightfall, where they do chill step Monday through Thursday. I think it's like 10 o'clock to like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning or something. I don't know if they still do it. And I just found myself really... cruising to work, found that station, and then I'd look for it, you know, the days when I drive there. I don't know. I think it's something about it, the lo-fi stuff, the chill step stuff, not a lot of lyrical content.
Mm-hmm.
It does something where it opens up my own thoughts, and it stirs up creativity. And so I just, it unlocks something
in me. Is it because... potentially, you know, in a life of something smooth, you're able to have a dynamic of heavy or harsh music, and then when your life started to churn and you knew that going into a place that was going to be harsh or something, you know, you had that dynamic of smooth music.
That could be. I don't know if that's it or not. Typically, I think when I've been, I'm a very passionate person, So I identify with aggression more than mellow personalities. Like, I'm outgoing, I'm kind of, you know, in your face a bit. And so I've always identified with that more. Even people that have been fans of, like, chiller stuff, I've, I'm like, why? You know, here's artist A, B, and C, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I go for. So, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know why. I think a lot of it had to do with where I was as an artist in my personal music. And so I know that was part of it. I know there's some more personal stuff with it too, but I think creatively with where I was at musically and some other components, it was almost like it's just been a timely thing, I think. But I don't really understand. I've talked a lot and not answered the question.
I think for me, it's like, to once again, for the umpteenth time, I return to an image of squeezing the pus from a gaping wound. It's a lot of pus. It kind of splurts out, too. So you start to squeeze and it goes, bah! You know, when it pops.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it starts to ooze out.
It's like ready.
And then you're getting that, like, that blood and pus mixture, you know, trying to get the dregs. That's what music is.
Yeah.
When you're listening to it, you know, getting the pus out.
You know?
That's why when you're depressed, you're like, I need to turn on depressing music. You know, it's an empathy thing. It's like, let's get the pus out. You know?
So you don't want the dynamic of how your life is going versus what you want your music to be, but rather it mirrors it.
Oh, I think it depends on I think it's different in the moment. I would say generally, though, people are going, it's like an empathy thing.
Gotcha.
And the reason that Stevie, hypothetically, was kind of moving around a little bit was because he was looking for music that reflected what he was experiencing. And I would say that's what's been true for me, is I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's great. That's awesome. But there's like another facet to it. It's like, it's like, for some reason, the only thing I can think of with facets is a diamond, which is super dumb. Can you think of anything else with facets? Like,
plumbing.
I don't.
Faucets?
No. Facets.
You gotta think more facets. Aren't they spelt the same? More facets. What has more facets than a diamond?
A bigger diamond?
A disco ball.
Okay. All right. So, people are not a mirror. People are disco balls with lots of little mirrors on them.
Is a disco ball, a lot of mirrors?
A lot of little mirrors. And... You might spend a lot of time...
I love how he's answering the question for me now. That's great.
Well, you didn't know. You didn't know.
I didn't. And I think Justin's wrong.
You've got all these little mirrors, right? And you might spend a lot of time focusing on one little mirror, but there's lots of them. So you might flip the ball around, find another mirror to look at.
Mm-hmm. Get groovy with it.
Get groovy.
Yeah, you know, the chill stuff I've been listening to is... It's all about the vibe, like that music. You know what I mean? Like, there's a vibe. It's kind of progressive, but it's just, like, you catch it. And so I think that's part of it for me, too, because before I'd be listening to a lot of, like you said, you're depressed, you listen to a depressing song. You're, like, very I was very situational with the way I was listening to music.
Yeah. A lot of people are.
Yeah. And so the vibe is more about, like, I don't know, it's like a long-term thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's like living life.
Yeah.
For a longer, extended. Like, situations are still going to happen, but if I can find my vibe, you know what I'm saying? I'll get through life and, you know, obviously there'll be different things to express, like, situationally, but, like, the vibe is, like, the long-term, you know?
That is deep.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's actually even why either, but it's pretty cool.
But it's a pretty cool thought.
That's a little piece of my disco ball coming at you.
Coming at you like a ninja star.
Yeah. Like I pulled it off. Now shine the light.
Ninja stars.
Yeah.
Very multifaceted.
Yeah.
Just saying.
True.
Yeah.
And they create festering wounds that you need
yeah.
to that's squeeze true, especially the pus if they
out have of. Poison on them.
Ooh. Boom.
Poison
they,
ninja star.
They fester like crazy.
Yeah.
Mm. Pus.
So did you... You never answered the question.
Did I not?
You answered it for me,
I think. You did answer it for him a little bit, but I don't even think you mentioned kind of what genre you're kind of into right now and why.
I don't even know what to call it. I've been listening to a lot of that one band.
Tasty.
If my phone,
Tasty.
If my phone wasn't recording, I would just look.
Is that super ambient rock stuff?
No, it's kind of in that vein. But, like, way more... It's more focused because there's a little fluff. Hold on. Wow. Yep. In the air.
Did you, like, focus?
Oh. Blood Flood Part 2.
Blood Flood Part 2. It's a great song. By Alt-J. From the album.
From an album.
From an album. I think it's
you
called...
You can't just go from an album, stare off into space, and pause for 5 seconds. Thank you, Josh, for saving us.
I can't remember what the album's called. I think it's called...
So then you move on.
I think it's called This Is All Yours.
Sure.
That's it. That's probably it. This is what happens when Justin works 12 hours.
But it's called... The album I'm talking about is called Zero, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the number.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
why do you like it? Why do you like it?
Because it's awesome.
Was that genre not awesome before?
Ooh, that's good.
I don't know if it was a genre before.
Ooh, that's really good. All
right, all right.
If it was, would it have been good before?
Yeah.
Would you have been locked into it like you are now?
Like if I had discovered it at a different time?
Yeah.
Are you changing?
In a different way. I mean, I discovered it a long time ago. But it's like certain musical elements would like kind of filter through my brain sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, I need to check that out. And so I would listen to songs on the album. Mm-hmm. And then I started listening to the whole album. Mm-hmm. And there's a larger context to it. But it's kind of like indie folk, but that's like mean.
Really?
Like electronic, mean indie folk.
Meanie folk,
yeah. Like, he'll do, like, you know, the octave down, even, like, two octave down vocals.
Yeah, yeah.
Indy, mindy, mindy, mo.
You can call it that if you want, Stevie. I'm going to pretend not to know what you're talking about.
Okay, what were you about
to say? He does that, like, sub-vocal thing where you kind of layer, like, an octave down.
Yeah.
And it just sounds brutal. And he has some really nasty, like, electronic stuff just kind of, like, underneath a lot of more traditional, like, folk instrumentation,
mm-hmm.
like strings and mandolin and stuff like that.
Hmm.
But it's really brooding. It's not happy, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, like, almost fatalistic, I think, the album is. But yeah, even so there's a song on the album called Nobody Loves Me Like You. And he says that a lot in that song.
Mm-hmm.
But the song is about him saying, you know, it really sucks that I'm breaking up with you because nobody loves me like you do. But I have this thing that I have to worry about, and I'm going to worry about it. I think he's referring to just music in general.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's too much, so I have to do this instead. Which I'm like, that's kind of BS. Like,
yeah.
a lot of people throughout history have done that. Like some guy that I can't remember the name of who wrote a book or something.
That guy.
Yeah,
totally.
Probably.
He was all like, nah. And she was all like, why? And he was like, books.
Right.
Books, yo.
It was a philosopher.
Yes.
It's like yesterday. Only today in your mind.
This is going to bug me. Do you guys know which philosopher I'm talking about?
Have no clue.
Not even a little bit. I think you're making it up, honestly.
I'm not making it up.
It's definitely made up.
I was just going to say,
he's
going
to pause and think about it for four days.
About it. We kind of expanded a lot more than we did with my questions.
Yeah, we did. Yours are better, maybe.
I don't know.
I want to ask myself that question more when I listen to music, because I'm really interested now. Why?
I just came up with it on the spot. So
you're brilliant, dude. You need to write our questions for us.
So you can ask other people?
Yeah.
See, so this won't count as one of my questions, but you both, you know, think of yourselves as passionate people, right? Mm-hmm. I think you've already said that even in this podcast. But
much passions.
You have passions, you know.
Blood is pumping.
So I want to know maybe a little bit more personal, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's something you guys are passionate about, but, you know, a goal, a milestone that you're passionate about, that you are really driven, like you need to accomplish something that you're passionate about within the next, you know, 5 years of your life?
I need to release my third album.
You need to release album number 3?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's it? I mean, not that that's it. Like, that's a bad one. I just...
That's the main one. Well, yeah. The second album, too. The first album.
Well, you have to release first. The third. I mean, the first and the second to release the third, so that was kind of implied.
You do have to do that, yeah. I mean, typically.
Yeah. I just have a lot of ideas from the third album.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I guess the reason why my first question expanded so much was because it was a why question.
Right.
So I guess we could say, and why, Justin?
I just like making things.
It's a good reason.
And then you don't have to release albums to make albums.
Yeah, but if you don't release the album, what was the point? You know?
Well, I mean, if you want to write music, you can write music.
Yeah.
So is it reaching people that you're passionate about with the music?
No.
Why do you want to get it out there so badly? Why do you want to get it out instead of just... Why do you want to get it out into the public instead of just getting it out of your mind into a song?
Well, it's a lot of work to record a song, first of all. So if you've recorded it, you might as well just put it out. It's super easy to put a song out.
It's a lot of work to write the stinking thing, too.
It is.
True. And so it's like, if you're going to go through all that work, you might as well have the potential to make some money on it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, music.
Especially an album. Yeah. That's a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more than one.
Yeah, definitely.
It's at least two.
Is there a 2-song album?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
You should ask that for your next
Miles Davis. Miles Davis, I bet you, has a 2-song album.
And it's still probably longer than any other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, each song is like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. I think.
Trumpet solo.
I think one of his albums is just 2 songs. I don't remember the name of it.
It's probably amazing.
It is.
It's miles ahead of everybody else. Okay.
Somebody's getting a $10 bonus.
Thank you. Sweet.
For the podcast.
What was the question?
10 gold stars. So you're a passionate person.
Yes.
What is something that you're passionate about? You know, a milestone. What's something that you feel like you need to accomplish within the next 5 years of your life because you're passionate about it, and also why?
Yes. Well, I mean, I want to create this hub that I've been creating for the music. Well, what I really would like, and it's not like I'd be the first to do it, but I'd like to take it to the next level.
Yeah, real quick, if I can cut you off. Yep. What the hub that you're talking about, what would that look like that you feel would be accomplishing what you want it to look like?
Whoa, let me answer the first one first, and then I'll go back. So the goal would be raising up people that really make their mark on the music industry nationwide, globally. Start with nation first and then go globe. Out of Spokane, you know, start with Spokane, obviously. This is where we're at. And so that's my goal. 5 years.
Locally.
It'd be cool.
And then to the ends of the earth.
Yeah, so...
Because you're fun.
Well, within 5 years, I think that... yeah, I'd like there to be several people that are making their mark on the industry in a big way. You know, there's... That's definitely happened in Spokane, you know?
Yeah.
But I would like to see it. I want to be a part of building that and doing that to the next level.
Sure.
Yeah. So. How?
Why?
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 Why? Why? I don't...
Do you feel a calling for that? Or, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, I definitely feel a calling for it. Yeah, so I guess that's a great word. Passions that you don't know why they're there or where they come from, or you might know where they come from. I believe they come from God.
Mm-hmm.
But why? I mean, there was no thing that really stirred it up as like, okay, I definitely want to do this.
Mm.
It just was an awareness that it was there, and then it grew. And I've followed that, you know, with some breaks, some long ones.
Yeah.
Throughout the last 10 years or so.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
It's an adventure.
It is. It is. But yeah. So it's a calling. So I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just there, you know. And that's I don't know if everybody feels that way, but like things that I'm passionate about, I'm not always connected with my passion, and that's sad. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go numb to places that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
But when I am connected to my passions, they kind of like, if I really give them attention, it's like it's a really cool feeling. It's like a pressure, but a good pressure, like a good weight. And it's like, you know, I got to make this happen. Yeah, I got to be a part of seeing this thing through.
I think I felt that when I didn't get the opportunity to play drums for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started having more band practices and much more regularly and was able to give that passion an outlet finally,
yeah,
and be able to write songs and complete songs and move on and start writing new songs. I mean, that was a huge thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just grows. That's mm-hmm. crazy. It starts to take over the more you feed it. Yeah. You know,
I think it's definitely something that I'm passionate about. And like you were saying, you can kind of suppress that passion mm-hmm. for a while. But it's not going to go away if it's something you're really passionate about.
Right.
You know? And
right.
So you just got to give it an outlet.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, the guy who wrote the book, who did the thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just got to write the book.
He probably died miserable if he's dead. He might still be alive. Who knows?
I believe he's dead, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you see people that, like, choose careers or choose to do things strictly for monetary reasons, mm-hmm. like I'm going to go through this career because I'll make $80,000 a year, or I'll make this much money, and it's like, I don't want to work a job that I hate my whole life. You know, I'd rather barely make it. Not that I don't want to just barely make it, but I'd rather barely make it loving what I do than make a bunch of money and be like, ah.
If those were your options, then
yeah.
I mean, you have to choose what's going to make you happy.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. They go with the other route, you know, because it's like, it's sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you can count on it.
I mean, even on a smaller scale, when I stopped playing drums for a while, mm-hmm. it wasn't necessarily because I didn't want to play drums.
Right.
I was choosing other things, something that I told my wife the other day. I'm like, you know what you have in a day? The only things that you have time for in a day are your priorities.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing you have time for, you know?
Right.
So you can choose what those are.
Yeah. It's crazy. And that's the thing, is when I get disconnected with my passions, it's usually when I'm not choosing my priorities. I'm not putting them in the right order.
Yeah.
You know, and then I start to lose touch. It's interesting, because sometimes you think like, oh, I don't care about that anymore. You know,
yeah.
And then you get just barely close enough to start to feel the heat,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, "Oh wow, it's just sleeping in there."
Yeah,
and it just needs to wake up. Wake up, Justin.
No, I'm just wake kidding. Up.
You can go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will.
You should. That's why. Your sound mind. a splash of cool water in the ear holes of your face.
Beautiful.
Of your face.
Of your face. All right.
So.
This is us signing off.
Today.
This is the end.
Bid you adieu.
Only of this one podcast.
Yeah, not the whole podcast.
Right.
This is just one episode.
Yeah.